From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. BP engineers are getting ready to conduct a critical pressure test of the new cement plug in the Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the test will finally determine whether the disastrous well is killed.
Sometime tonight, engineers will put 15,000 pounds of pressure on the freshly set cement pumped into the wild well 2.5 miles below the seabed. If it holds, they will declare the Macondo well permanently plugged. The well blew out on April 20th, killing 11 oil workers aboard the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig and ultimately gushing nearly 5 million barrels of crude into the Gulf. It's the worst oil spill in U.S. history. The gusher was sealed off in mid-July. This weekend, engineers pumped 74 barrels of cement into the 7-inch shaft for the final act, the bottom kill. BP and other companies associated with the well face billions of dollars in liabilities from families of rig workers, shrimpers, coastal tourist towns, and many others. The name Macondo is most famous as the cursed town in the novel 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. John Burnett, NPR News.
Pope Benedict says pedophile priests have brought shame and humiliation on him and on the Roman Catholic Church. During his visit to London today, the Pope held a private meeting with victims of sexual abuse by priests. Later during a Mass, he apologized.
I express my deep sorrow to the innocent victims of these inexplicable crimes.
Meanwhile, thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of London to protest the Pope's handling of sex abuse allegations. In Afghanistan, voter turnout in today's parliamentary elections has been moderate. Scattered acts of violence across the country has left at least 14 people dead. But NPR's Quill Lawrence reports voter apathy, more than Taliban violence, appears to have kept many voters home.
Taliban insurgents had pledged to disrupt the poll, and in recent weeks there were many attacks on candidates and election workers. But on election day, the insurgents failed to carry out the sort of spectacular assaults or bombings that officials had feared, although several fatal attacks targeted polling stations and security forces. The governor of Kandahar survived an assassination attempt as he drove near a polling center. No injuries were reported. But even in Kabul, which generally enjoys relative security, public feeling toward the parliamentary elections was lukewarm, with many polling stations appearing deserted by early afternoon. Most observers consider last year's presidential election to have been fraudulent, and many Afghans who did not vote said they didn't believe the parliamentary elections would be any more transparent. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This evening in Washington, President Obama addressed the Congressional Black Caucus, part of his effort to energize African-American and other minority voters. Some caucus members have criticized the Obama administration, saying the White House isn't listening to black lawmakers. This is NPR News. Lawmakers in Somalia today postponed a vote of confidence in the country's prime minister, Omar Abdirashid Shamarke. The parliament has already voted to oust him, but Shamarke dismissed the move as unconstitutional. From Mogadishu, NPR's Frank Langfitt says the U.S. is working to help the weak Somali government hold on to power.
The reason the American government is supporting the government here in Somalia is there is concern back in Washington that this could become a real safe haven for terrorists. Al-Shabaab, parts of Al-Shabaab have a relationship with Al-Qaeda, and it's clear that some people in Al-Shabaab, if they were able to take over this country completely, want to turn it into a place for training terrorists and beginning to basically launch attacks in neighboring parts of East Africa, American allies like Kenya, Ethiopia, and most recently there was an attack in Uganda that killed over 70 people. So the American government's at least trying to contain the situation in Somalia so it doesn't spread.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Mogadishu. Mexican police say they've found the bodies of two officers who were among 9 state police kidnapped by an armed gang in southern Mexico. The others are still missing. The group of police were ambushed in an area that's at the center of a turf war between rival drug gangs. Meanwhile, southern Mexico is dealing with the remnants of Hurricane Carl. It's now a tropical depression dumping heavy rain and causing more floods and landslides. Off the U.S. East Coast, Bermuda is being pummeled by squalls triggered by Hurricane Igor, which is expected to pass near or over the island by early Monday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.